Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. A huge MAC girls basketball game tonight here, a Saturday night battle in Bainbridge as the BG girls are hosting Unitego. This game was originally supposed to be on Tuesday of this week, but, boy, it was a wacky week of weather. There was some days where I thought, oh, some games will get canceled. Games were played. There were other games that didn't get or that did get canceled where I thought they were going to play. You know, all those type of things. It was a crazy week weather-wise. But we were able to reschedule this game from Tuesday to Saturday, so here we are. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler, of course, has the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles right on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. I'm joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Rich, a great crowd here. You know, we came to set up during the JV game. Crowd was here early. Always a good battle between over 1,000 wins between these two coaches, Coach Conway and Coach Z, here tonight. So the atmosphere is ready to go.
Yeah, this is a great place to watch a game. If you've never been here, the bleachers are on one side. It's kind of a newer gym in Section 4. And even though it's a newer gym, we got two of the older coaches with us tonight. And they have a lot of wins. We talked about it last year when we were here, and the wins just keep on totaling up. And I don't think the end's in sight for either one of them. I've never heard of any retirement rumors or anything. They just keep on going and going. They're the Energizer Bunny of Section 4 coaches. We were talking about maybe having a list together. They would certainly be on the top.
If I had to guess, just from talking, and I hope I'm not ruining anything, I would think Coach Z may hang it up in a year or two, just from Unitego, but he's done this several times.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like the same old story to me.
You know, he has gone from his early days traveling around, helping out at Franklin, then a long time at Oneonta, and now he's spent the last 10 years or so here in Unitego, maybe 8 years, I should say. But Coach Conway, I think they're going to have to wheel him out of the gym. He's been here since the early 90s, of course, had his run with Mount Upton before that. There was no end in sight for Coach Conway, over 600 wins. And it's not just an in-season job for him. He does AAU for the varsity, the JV, as well as the younger kids. So he's working BG basketball 24/7, 365.
When you talk to both of them, which we've done extensively over the years, it's the love of the game, right? They both love it. I don't think they would know what to do without it. I don't believe Coach Z will be very far from the game, even if he did retire. And they just simply both love it, and it's kind of fun watching them. I mean, because you don't see it anymore in this day and age. You see a lot of movement, see a lot of coaches kind of hang it up after 10, 12 years. A lot of coaches get into it when they're young and have families, but not these two. They've been at it longer than both of us have been alive.
I know. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Well, Rich and I are going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll share some other Unitego news when we come back. A big day on the wrestling scene, and we'll get you some more information there. So, BG Girls hosting Unitego, the Butler Auto pregame show tonight here in Bainbridge on WCDO.
Could it be any colder? I am so over winter.
Sounds like you need to get someplace warm. We just made reservations to bring the kids to Disney in March.
I'd love to go to Myrtle Beach during spring break, but I don't trust our car for such a long trip.
Steve and I had the same concern. That's why we went to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We found a really nice minivan with low mileage and all the extras, so now we can drive to Florida with confidence.
I see Butler Auto Sales license plate frames all over the place.
That's because they have a reputation for taking good care of their customers. They always have fair prices, and they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 towards your trade-in, even if it's a clunker that doesn't run.
Wow, I'll get on their website tonight and check out the selection of SUVs.
It's butlerautosales.com. There's like 20 pictures of each vehicle, and you can apply for credit online. Like the radio ad says, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed, no matter your credit situation.
If you need a safe, reliable vehicle for your next trip, visit Butler Auto Sales on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back to Butler Auto pregame show. BG Girls hosting Unitego, and a huge congratulations to the combined Unitego wrestling program today. It's Unitego, UV, Franklin, and if we're going to get technical about it, it's GMU and Lawrence all mixed into one team. They were the Section 4 dual meet champions. It's a new thing they've been doing the last few years at the state level. And so Unitico was our Section 4 Division 2 champ. They went up and won two dual meets today, two dual meet matches at OCC up in Syracuse. So they made the state Final Four before falling earlier today. So they were one of the top four teams in the state in wrestling for Division II dual meet-wise. So huge congratulations to our combined Unitico team.
If you've ever been to one of those, it's almost like watching a tournament on a Saturday. That's a lot of wrestling for those kids. And kudos to even get that far. I mean, pretty much every wrestler in every weight class had to wrestle then at least three times today. So that's very much like, you know, those peewee tournaments or those other tournaments you've seen over the years. And if you've never been to OCC to watch one of those events, go up to OCC in Section 3 in Syracuse. It's a beautiful facility. They do a wonderful job up there. And wrestling's kind of a fun thing to watch if you've never watched it. So, and then, of course, the finals, the individual finals are at the MVP Arena in Albany, another great event that NISPA puts on. I would actually argue one of the best events they actually put on if you've ever been to it.
Yeah, so, great event.
So if there's a local wrestler out there that you're following, take the two-hour drive up to Albany. It's well worth it.
Well, and girls wrestling is such a big thing now. I got a chance to go to OCC last year for the girls' state wrestling championship, and that was a great event. I really enjoyed it. Awesome venue, and great to see how much girls wrestling has grown over the last couple of years. So, again, huge congratulations to the combined Unitico wrestling team along with UV, Franklin, GMU, and Lawrence. They have kids from all those districts that are on that team. Might only be one kid here and there, but I want to give them all the love, and made the state Final Four today for the dual meet championship, which is a great new idea and a great way to kind of recognize more wrestlers besides just, hey, I made it to the individual state tournament.
And if you want to see a photo of them, we have a photo of them on the Section 4 website. You just click on the boys wrestling page, and you're right, it must be about one from each school because the photo's not that large
of
a team.
I mean, I think, you know, maybe two guys from UV, and they've had, you know, with UV over the years, they've had a few more, but, you know, one or two guys from Franklin, one guy from GMU, so a lot of people say, well, they got all these guys. It's like, well, kind of.
Yeah, not really. So they probably got about one in each weight class.
All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the Unitico girls visiting BG tonight, a huge MAC matchup. We'll talk about the standings as well when we come back on WCDO.
One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to save more money, and SFCU is ready to help with a special 12-month share certificate rate. For a limited time, you can earn 4% APY with just a $500 minimum balance, or earn 4.25% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance. This special rate is for 12 months and for a limited time, so lock in a great share certificate rate today at SFCU. Visit any SFCU branch, or you can open your share certificate at sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. BG Girls and Unitico here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And this is wrapping up our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to do our Unitico starting lineups here. First, for Bob Z and the Spartans, a junior number 3, Avery James, a senior number 10, Maddie Bertzel, a sophomore number 11, Harley Bertzel, a sophomore number 20, Raylan Parks, and a senior number 22, Lizzie Kraft. Sorry, folks, just noticing a change for BG here. And longtime head coach Bob Conway, they start with a junior number 4, Peyton Umbra, an 8th grader, who's been coming off the bench lately, but she's really good three-point shooter, Jalen Winans, a junior, number 13, Jaislyn Henderson, sophomore, number 14, Victoria Suda, and a ninth grader, number 21, Marissa Mayo. And BG's coming in off a nice win earlier in the week over Maine Endwell, so a big win over a stack school. Awesome for the Bobcats. And, Rich, what's this mean in terms of the MAC standings? We got it pulled up here on NateLull.com.
So currently right now in the MAC standings, right, you have Green number 1. We had one of their games last week. They're at 7-1. Sydney's at 6-1. That was the game we had last week where Sydney upset Green. So they're just a half a game behind. And then right here we got Unitego at 5-1, Delhi 4-2, and, of course, Bainbridge-Guilford at 4-2 as well. So this would be for essentially a share of third place.
Yeah, you're trying to, this time of year, fight your way into that top four and stay there. So a big one here tonight for the Bobcats and the Spartans. And we'll tip it up. Here we go. And Unitego will win the opening tip. They're in the green with the white trim. Says Unitego in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They go left to right. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Says Bobcats in blue lettering across the front of the chest there, that navy blue. Lizzie Kraft on the interior. Pump fakes, goes far side for Avery James. James, a long two in the left corner, hits it. Nice bucket there for Avery James.
Really good ball movement by the Spartans. A lot of touches for a lot of people. Getting it inside and out. Lizzie Kraft finds her teammate for the two-point jumper.
So here come the Bobcats. Again, they shot the ball very well in a 50-36 win over Maine Endwell earlier in the week. Here's Winans. Wants to pull it into the left corner. Now goes to Peyton Umbra. They work it up to Marissa Mayo. Back to Umbra. A little baseline drive. Shot clock coming up on 5 here. Mayo with a 3 from the left side. The freshman can't get it. Rebound for Kraft underneath. And an outlet pass here for Lizzie down the left wing for Harley Bertzel now. Skips it across the top of the defense for Maddie Bertzel. And Bertzel will pull it out. So 6:50, I should say, to go here in the first quarter. Unitego with an early 2-0 lead. Unitego, been a little bit of a layoff here. These snow days have kind of gotten in the way of finding any type of rhythm. Here's Raylan Parks with a little up and under off a good pass from Harley Bertzel, but her shot wouldn't go. Rebound here for BG. Here's Peyton Number now finding Winans on the left side as BG goes right to left. Thanks for joining us here tonight. We had our Butler Auto pregame show, and we're underway now here in Bainbridge with 6:20 to go here in this first quarter. Jalen Winans with a shot clock at 10. Pump fake for Peyton Umbra. Now to Winans. Thought about a 3. Goes back to Umbra. Fires one up from deep, and it's off the back of the rim. And this is a trouble spot that I've seen BG get in a few times here. As they get a steal, though, Winans will keep it alive here for the Bobcats. Victoria Suda to the inside. Blocked by Kraft. And here comes Unitego. Sometimes BG, I don't know, they just have to wait so deep into the shot clock to get a shot that they don't get the look they're expecting or that they want. Here's Maddie Bertzel. Right side here for Unitego as they go left to right. They'll slow it down. 15 on the shot clock now for Lizzie Kraft. A little bounce into the lane, and it's intercepted there by Jaislyn Henderson. Here is Umbra trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled in the paint there. And a foul on Unitego.
So just looking at the early defenses on both teams, you have Unitego coming out in a 2-3 zone, and BG just is kind of passing it around the top, not getting a lot of penetration into the middle of it. The only real chance they had was a steal. And BG's playing man-to-man. So two very different styles of play so far, 2 minutes into the game.
Umbra at the line here. Her first shot is no good. And, you know, one thing after talking to Coach Conway the other night and some people that watched the game, they said BG really attacked that zone. It's the first time they'd seen him kind of get a little bit more aggressive. So we'll see what they can do here tonight as Umbra goes 1 out of 2.
Well, they certainly haven't done that 2 minutes into the game, but let's look to see if they do that going further here.
5.5 to go in the first quarter. Unitego leading 2-1. Glad to have you along tonight here on CDO. It's a cold one out there, so stay warm wherever you're out there listening. Here's Harley Bertzel finding Lizzie Kraft. Left corner, Lizzie, spin move on the left low block. Fadeaway is good for Lizzie.
That's a great-looking shot. If they can get Kraft going early, it could be a tough night for the Bobcats.
Here's Winans on the left side as it's Unitego 4 and BG 1. They go to the right side here for Marissa Mayo. Mayo wants a three, fires it up. It's a little short. Rebound for Maddie Burtzel. Burtzel stripped, and the Bobcats come away with it. Here is Jalen Winans. Her shot is off the back of the rim. Both teams scrambling for it. Jaslyn Henderson is fouled on the right low block. And she's going to go to the line here with 4:50 to go here in this first quarter. BG going to try to make a living here at the foul line until they can find their rhythm on offense.
You know, Tego's 2-3 zone's doing a really good job of limiting the Bobcats to just three-pointers, but BG kind of getting a couple turnovers here on, transition, and that's when they're really getting their opportunities.
Henderson makes the first one at the line. She's playing with some fingers taped up here tonight from an injury earlier in the week, but she's a tough one. She'll be fine. One out of two at the line, and then that looks like Marissa Mayo gets whistled for a foul on the rebound, so it's going back to Unitego. So it's Unitego 4, BG Girls 2, 4:50 to go in the first quarter here tonight in Bainbridge. Unitego in the green with white trim, going left to right. They get into the paint. They find Raylan Parks on the right side. Now to Maddie Burtzel. Swings through. Back to Kraft. Left side for her, finding Harley Burtzel. A straightaway three for Harley is off the back of the rim, out of bounds, and going back to the Bobcats.
Seeing Unitego for the second time this year, I'm really impressed so far tonight at just their ball movement. They seem to be really focused on making sure everybody gets a touch and getting a good-looking shot.
Bobcats will have it, trailing 4-2. Both teams kind of feeling each other out in the early going of this one. Here is Marissa Mayo straightaway. Now to Peyton Umber on the left side. Good ball movement again, but not finding that penetration. Suda finally gets her way through, and then her pass to the far side. A little too much zip on it. Sails out of bounds, going back to the Spartans.
If I'm Coach Conway there, I'm actually excited about that because they actually did penetrate for the first time there and they got it to the short corner. It was just an errant pass, but it was actually better movement there for the Bobcats.
Spartans with the ball. They go to Maddie Burtzel on the right side. Zips one, chest pass, far side. Harley Burtzel looking for some interior options. Trying to get Kraft on the low post, but they can't get it into her. Shot clock coming up on 10. Harley on the right side, closely guarded here by Jaslyn Henderson. And now they go to Avery James, pulls it back out, 5 on the shot clock. James is going to have to force it up. No, gets it to Maddie Burtzel. Her shot is short, and we got a shot clock violation. So some more good defense, but this time on this end of the floor. 3:40 to go in this first quarter, I should say. 4-2 our score. Unitego still leading BG. This could be a low-scoring affair tonight between these two teams that really can get after it on D. They go to the high post for Jaslyn Henderson. Back out for Winans. Now to Peyton Umber. A good close out there by Avery James. Trying to force BG away. They go to the high post. Here's Jaslyn Henderson. Her shot is a little off the mark, back of the rim. Saved by Harley Burtzel on a rebound, and here comes Unitego. Maddie Burtzel down the right side. Gets bumped into there, and the ball comes loose. No foul is called. BG comes away with it, and there's Henderson going to take it in for the layup. Good play there for BG, and they tie it up at 4.
Referee certainly let them play a little bit. That could have been easily fouled, but the Bobcats, capitalized on that.
2:50 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up 4-4. Kraft on the low block. We'll work one back out. Kraft into the corner. Steps back for a three. Lizzie left out a little short. And Jalen Winans into the land of the trees. Scoops up that rebound underneath. Ahead now for Umbra. Give and go back to Winans. As we hit 2.5 to go in this first quarter. And we got a foul on Unitego. Coach Z and his players not thrilled about that. And it looks like that one's on Maddie Burtzel, which I believe is her second. And what will Coach Z do now?
It is her second, but I've been really happy to watch BG starting to work and getting into that zone a little bit more. The last couple of times they've really had a focus on getting to the high post, and it's going to probably force Unitego to make an adjustment in that zone.
Henderson at the line, left the first one short, and this is unlike Jay. She's a pretty good foul shooter here for the Bobcats. Second one coming here for Jaslyn Henderson.
Games like today, Nate, right, we're going to be watching these two legendary coaches make adjustments all game. What are they going to do next, right? And we're already, 5 minutes into the game, and they're already making adjustments. They're kind of feeling each other out, as you said earlier.
Yeah, Jaslyn's shooting about 63% on the season from the line, but she goes 0 for 2 there. Second highest on the team. So the Bobcats get it out. Still tied 4-4. Off that miss, it went out of bounds and was last touched by Unitego, so the Bobcats get to keep it. Here's Marissa Mayo on the left side, finding Jalen Winans. Doesn't pull the trigger. BG still a little hesitant to shoot. Finally, Winans does. Too much spice on this one and a rebound off the miss. Here comes Unitigo. Kraft across the Bobcats logo at midcourt as Unitigo goes left to right. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Low scoring. We're tied at four. This is an old-fashioned Mac slugfest here. And now a steal by Marissa Mayo. And the talented freshman takes it away, but Harley Bertzel steals it back. Finds Avery James on a backdoor cut, and they finish.
Great steal by Bertzel, and it was even a better find for her cutting teammate. It was a beautiful, beautiful look by Bertzel there.
Unitigo 6, BG 4. Minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats have it. They go to the high post for Jaislyn Henderson. Underneath, and she's blocked there by Kraft, and Unitigo's going to come away with it. Kraft down the left side of the floor. Two blocks in this first quarter for Lizzie. Her pass to the outside for Maddie Bertzel is swatted away there by Jaylen Winans. Out of bounds.
BG seems to have a little bit more success in the 2-3 zone when Henderson is in the middle of the zone for them. So we're going to look to probably to see if Coach Conway keeps her there.
Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Unitigo girls leading 6-4. Here's Maddie Bertzel on the right side finding Lizzie Kraft. 22 for her. Into the left corner, and we got a foul. I should say Lizzie's wearing 22. She doesn't have 22 in a 6-4 ball game here.
That'd be impressive, though.
That would be. Foul there on Peyton Umber, her first, team's second. Unitigo gets it on the baseline to the left of the hoop. They find Harley Bertzel in the corner for three. Buckles off the side of the rim. Kraft with a rebound. She's stripped. Wanted a foul, but doesn't get the call. The refs are letting them play. Pass ahead here for Henderson. Stops, pops, misses the left-handed layup. And a rebound here for Unitigo. Jay's going to want that one back. Minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Harley Bertzel down the right side of the floor. Sticks one inside here for Raylan Parks. Gets it. No. It hit the rim twice and then pops out. Raylan's going to go to the line.
Again, created by Bertzel. A beautiful looking pass. Little penetration and a nice little bounce pass to set up her teammate who almost had an and one there. Two pretty good plays by Harley Bertzel finding her teammates so far.
Coach Z pulls Maddie and Harley up. Good move to get Madison out of the game here. She's got those two fouls, a little protection late in the quarter. Raylan Parks to the line. First one is short and no good. Both teams are kind of struggling from the line here in the early going. 53 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 6-4 with the Unitigo girls leading on the road here at Bainbridge. Second shot coming for Raylan Parks, and that one's up and good. That makes it Unitigo 7 and BG 4. I have noticed that BG will be without Emma Kinter tonight. Looks like she's over on the bench, not dressed. A very good three-point shooter. So no Kinter. So Winans will really have to step up here tonight off the bench, the eighth grader. Did get the start tonight, normally comes off the bench. Mayo, a straightaway three here for BG. In and out, and a rebound for Kraft. A good look there for BG, but it wouldn't fall with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Harley Bertzel across midcourt, finding Avery James. Gets a screen from Raylan Parks. Little give and go on the pick and roll. Parks kicks it out, finds Kraft. Little jab step. Unitigo will pump the brakes and look to reset. And now we got a foul on the floor, I believe, on Victoria Suda as Kraft tried to go to the rim. Tough because BG really doesn't have anyone size-wise to match up with Kraft and Raylan Parks as well. Unitigo with a little bit of a size advantage. Unitigo on the baseline will look to get it in. They find Harley Bertzel, but she lost the handle, and BG's got it with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And across midcourt, Jaylen Winans will feed it to the far side here for Brianna Casey, who's in off the bench, and now a foul on Unitigo. I believe on Harley Bertzel, and you can see Unitigo's frustrated here, Rich. They're going to have to be careful and kind of keep their cool.
Yeah, so both Bertzels with two fouls, and, you know, they're kind of the ball handlers of the team. With both of them on the bench, you really kind of wonder the next best ball handler might be Kraft.
Yeah, definitely they're going to rely more on Avery James and Lizzie Kraft if those two have to be out. We're down to 6 seconds left. Mayo, a right side three. No, missed it, got her own rebound. Mayo puts it up and hits. That's a big one there for BG, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. We got a ball game, folks. Unitigo 7, BG 6. Mac Girls Hoops tonight in Bainbridge on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes.
athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Bainbridge girls have the ball. Here's Winans for a three, right side. Suda with a rebound off the miss. No. Unitico gathers it up, and they'll bring it down the floor. Harley Bertzel on the bench with two fouls for Unitico, but Maddie Bertzel is back out there, also playing with two fouls. Unitico girls lead 7-6. It's a good one so far early in the second quarter here in Bainbridge. On the right side, they go inside for Raylan Parks, and a foul on the floor underneath on Marissa Mayo, which I think is her second as well now for BG.
We have foul trouble all over the place, only pretty much a quarter into the game. I was just thinking about this when we're off the air. I wonder if Coach D will protect one of the Bertzels at all the time and maybe keep one of them on the bench and the other one in the game.
Here's Kraft with a turnaround shot off the inbounds play. Couldn't get it. Another rebound for BG. So both coaches, the chess match begins here, Rich, between Conway and Coach Z. And so the Bobcats have it. Again in the white with the navy blue trim going right to left. Brianna Casey finding Peyton Umber. Straightaway three, no. And the threes are not falling for BG tonight like they did in that win over Maine Endwell earlier in the week.
What's really interesting about the Unitego fouls is that they're both on their guards, and they're playing a 2-3 zone, which that means they're probably reaching at the high post a little bit more than Coach D would really like.
Unitego has it now with Maddie Bertzel. Gives it to Lizzie Kraft. A little handoff straight away. Kraft, pull-up jumper. No, it's an air ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to BG. And I wonder if Kraft is feeling a little bit more pressure right now. Hey, I got teammates in foul trouble. I got to try to put this team on my shoulders.
Well, we got both Bertzels in the game. I think Kraft was looking for a foul there. She was holding her arm and kind of pointing to her arm to the referee on the way down. You don't see her air ball, so you kind of think she might have a point there.
Well, Coach Conway always seems to have a way to dial up some sort of defense. It can certainly be pesky. I would expect that from both these teams tonight. 7-6 our score. Unitego girls leading BG. Here's Winans in the left corner. Now back out to Peyton Umbra. To Winans. They'll work it around. Shot clock is under 10. We're down to 5. Winans with a fadeaway in the left corner. It's blocked out of bounds with 3 left on the shot clock. 6:05 to go second quarter. And so it's going to be to the left of the hoop.
Harley Bursell just said to her cousin, no fouls.
Yeah, they got to be careful here. Inbounds play, they find Jaislyn Henderson, and she rattles it in on a kind of a little alley-oop type of play.
See, that's the problem, though, when you try to play with no fouls. You kind of give up easy shots once in a while.
BG takes the lead, but then Unitego takes it right back quickly down the floor, and Harley Bertzel's up and in, and Unitego leads 9-8.
Nice little up-and-under move for Harley Bertzel there. I've seen 2 good passes from her, and now a pretty good-looking shot.
And if BG throws it away.
Yeah, if she gets going here for Unitego, you know, then kind of maybe open it up for Kraft a little bit.
BG was coming back down the floor, tried a home run ball, and it went out of bounds. So Unitego gets it back, leading 9-8 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter here in Bainbridge tonight. Kraft straight away, and we got a foul underneath, and this is going to be on Harley Bertzel.
Yeah, so what happened was is Coach Conway, playing the chess match here, had his player guarding up close face-to-face with Bertzel, and Bertzel got a little frustrated and gave her a little push. She did it about 2 or 3 times before she got caught.
Wow, that's her 3rd foul, and she's definitely frustrated as she heads to the sideline. That's a tough one there for Harley. We'll see if she can regroup, but she's going to have to spend a little time for protection's sake on the bench, and can BG take advantage?
And here comes the chess match, right, with Bertzel on the bench. Here comes Unitigo with a 1-3-1 zone with Coach D changing it up.
And this time it wins out because BG gets a travel over in the far corner, and Unitigo gets it back with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. It's Unitigo 9, BG 8. We knew this was going to be a good one. It's been fun so far. Here's Raylan Parks down low, and we got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with the Spartans. And so Unitigo will inbound it with Matty Bertzel to the left of the hoop with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And Unitigo will get it in. Top of the key now for Avery James to Lizzie Kraft. Good ball movement by both these teams so far tonight. James has come up big with a couple of buckets in the early going. They find Raylan Parks, and she tried to force it there on a little give and go. And a steal now by BG. Back out top to Jalen Winans. The eighth grader feeds one far side for Casey. Back to Winans as BG goes right to left. Chest pass floats through the air back to Peyton Number. To Winans, steps in. Deep three here for Winans off the back of the rim. And then up over the backboard and out of bounds. When Winans is dialed in, she can really open things up here for BG, but they have been ice cold from three.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, haven't hit a lot of big threes. Coach Z putting Bertzel on the bottom, putting a little size up on top of that 1-3-1, harder to shoot over top of the size.
4:25 to go in the second quarter. Lizzie down low, feeds one back out for Avery James, missed it. Raylan Parks with a rebound, saved it into Maddie Bertzel. Her jumper is short, buckled off the side of the rim. Suda with a rebound for BG, and then they threw it away. She tried the outlet pass to midcourt for Winans, and it bounced up over her hands and out of bounds. And Coach Conway just saying, slow her down just a little bit there, guys. 4:10 to go, second quarter. 9-8. A slugfest here tonight in Bainbridge. Unitigo girls leading by a point. Lizzie for a long two off the back of the rim there. No, Raylan Parks with a rebound. Her shot won't go. Did everything there except finish, and then we got a jump ball on the second rebound. The arrow gives it back to the Bobcats. Wow.
It almost looks like to me, you know, from this vantage point, way up here in the top of the bleachers, the BG is playing pretty calm, but Unitigo seems to be pressing a little bit like they think they should be winning a little bit more than they really are. And it's BG's kind of playing their style, their game right now.
And here is BG to the left wing, into the corner for Brianna Casey. BG in need of a bucket here. They've been really cold in the early going. Shot clock down to five. Jaslyn Henderson tied up to Suda. Shot clock's at three. Suda's got to force it. No good, and another big rebound for Lizzie Kraft, and here she comes.
Kraft must have five, six rebounds by now.
Yeah, she's been great on the boards, and in transition they find Raylan Parks, hits the shot, and she's fouled. Big-time bucket there, and boy, Rich, a three-point lead in a game like this feels like you're climbing a mountain.
It all started with the Kraft's great rebound and beautiful outlet pass, about half court outlet pass to a streaking teammate that found another teammate for the layup.
Wow. And then she hits. So Raylan Parks gets that. She's got 4 points. Timeout for Coach Conway and BG. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. It's Unitigo 12, BG 8. Mac Girls Hoops tonight here on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Thanks as well for joining us online tonight if you're listening out there on WCDOsports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU. Late second quarter, low-scoring MAC affair. We see these more often than not between some of these tough girls MAC teams that we have in our area.
And it's really a testament to their defense because they switch it up all the time. You know, Unitigo's been switching back and forth from a 2-3 to a 1-3-1 here.
Here's BG with the ball going right to left. Winans, right corner, pull up two, a little bit long. Rebound for Raylan Parks of Unitigo, and then she gets wrapped up there, and a jump ball gives it back to Unitigo. Spartan fans are really upset that they're not getting more calls here. Just under 3 minutes to go, second quarter.
she might have got poked in the eye there, got kind of, you know, it's the Royal Rumble night for the WWE, maybe a rake to the face there.
I think if you're Unitiga, you got to be careful, though. You got a couple players in foul trouble, and you can't let that affect you. 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kraft on the left side. Kraft steps back for a long two, just a little short. Skim the front of the rim, another rebound for BG.
I don't know to you, Nate, but Kraft just seems to be a little out of rhythm tonight.
Yeah, BG making it difficult, forcing her away from the basket a little bit, I think. Here's Winans to the left side. Now to Peyton Umbra. Umbra back to Winans. Wants to step in, didn't pull the trigger. Back to Umbra. A little give and go with those two. Peyton for three. Boy, went halfway down, popped out, and Parks with a rebound for Unitigo.
Two big rebounds now for Parks in the last two trips down the court.
2 minutes to go, second quarter. Kraft on a take to the hoop. Missed it off the back of the rim. Tego keeps it alive, though, with a rebound there. Outside for Avery James to the high post, finding Kraft. Unitigo leads 12-8. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Parks to the right side for Avery James. Good ball movement here by the Spartans. We got a reach-in foul on Jaslyn Henderson. And that's what the Spartans are looking for.
I like the fact that Kraft went to the basket that time. You said it perfectly. She's kind of being forced away from the basket. She took it to the basket, and because of that, it opened up the court for the rest of her teammates there.
Kraft will take the inbounds pass here right in front of the stands on the near side as Tego goes left to right. They go to Parks on the right side. They look to reset on offense. Got a lot of time left. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Good take here by Gracie Tilt off the bench. She missed it, though, hit the underside of the rim and then caromed out of bounds.
It's really hard to get a good angle there for a layup when you're going straight down the lane in the land of the trees. Good take by Till. You're really, really hard to get that angle.
Chandler Benjamin coming in now for the Bobcats. And so the Bobcats will walk it down the floor here with Peyton Umbra. 12-8 our score. Tego girls on top of BG here on the road tonight with a minute 20 to go, second quarter. Benjamin in the right corner. They'll work one back out to Peyton Umbra. To Brianna Casey. And again, Tego just constantly pushing you away from the hoop here with this fantastic defense. Five on the shot clock. They're going to have to force it. Umbra into the paint. Tosses one up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. And another tough foul here on Unitigo. And I think it's going to be on Maddie Bertzel. Yes, her third.
Now Coach, he's really going to have to figure it out. Because now you're going to have both Bertzels on the bench with three fouls, both your main ball handlers. You're going to have to figure it out with at least a minute left. You're probably going to play both of them in the second half with three fouls, but you're going to have to play the rest of this half with pretty much your two starting guards on the bench.
Umbra misses the first one at the line, and boy, it's been tough free throw shooting tonight here for the Bobcats. Umbra does make the second one. So it's 12-9 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Unitigo with the basketball going left to right. They go left side now for Kraft. Into the paint. Back out for Avery James. Good ball movement here by the Spartans. They can be patient. They got time to work with. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Kraft. Right side. Little jab step for Lizzie. Comes off of a screen. Gets around Henderson. Pull up from the left elbow. Buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound. Goes to BG. And a breakout here for Peyton Umbra, and she's in for the layup, and she's got it. That makes it Tego 12, BG 11.
If I'm Coach Z, I'm just taking one last shot here. Just take the last shot of the half.
Shot clock's off, 20 seconds to go before the half. Tego's got it on the left side. Both Bertzels on the bench in foul trouble. Gracie Tilt with a jumper, no. And BG's got the rebound with Umbra, 10 seconds left. They got time. Umbra tries a home run ball to Jaslyn Henderson, who just saves it inbounds to Chandler Benjamin. Back out. Umbra, three at the buzzer. No, missed it. Henderson with a second chance. Just had enough time to get it off, but it wouldn't go. And both teams, tough shooting here in the first half. Great defense. A one-point game at the half. 12-11 here, Rich, between Tego and BG.
Feels more like the NFC Championship game than it does a basketball game. But I'm looking forward to the second half. It's just been what we talked about at the beginning of the game. It's almost like the coaches are the sixth player on the court, just making adjustment after adjustment. This is just classic MAC girls basketball in Section 4, just what you would expect.
I can't tell you how many times over the years we've done a regular season MAC girls game between, you know, you name it, BG, Tego, Delhi, Sydney, whoever it might be, right? And you'll get a final score of like 32-28, and people are like, oh, that must have been a bad game. It's like, no, it was a great game.
It's a great game.
Because it every possession matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And just watching these coaches are like mad professors, right? It's just, and this court is their lab, and they're always concocting stuff. And it's going to be really interesting to see Coach Z, how he's going to react with both Bertzels with three fouls. He's over there drinking water like this is nothing to him, right? He's been through this. He's done it before. And Coach Conway's already in the locker room, probably coaching up his team, trying to figure out the next play. I mean, these guys are just so much fun to watch. I'm going to see Coach Z at the end of the game and tell him he can't retire.
No, we need him to stick around. I've just always been so amazed at how these guys can adapt on the fly.
Amazing.
It's so impressive.
I coached for a few years, and these guys have more basketball knowledge in their pinky than I have in my entire body.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. 12-11 our score. The BG girls trailing Unitigo here at home. And again, one more quick shout-out to our combined Unitigo wrestling team, Unitigo UV Franklin, GMU Lawrence, finishing in the state Final Four here today. One dual meet away from the state championship, so congratulations to those Tigo wrestlers today.
What's their mascot, Nate? I'm curious.
Oh, boy.
Combine their mascots. We'll work on that at the break.
Yeah, that's going to be some sort of creature, that's for sure. So, all right, we're going to take a break. Again, it's Unitigo 12, BG 11 at the break here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/career.
38200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. The Unitigo girls hit the break with a 12-11 lead over Bainbridge Guilford. Tough defense by both sides here. Time for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. That's a good number to have on nights like tonight. Back down into the negative numbers there, Rich. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Yeah, it was a little cold. I texted you this morning, and I was thinking of you because I texted you on a Saturday morning, and I know you were probably out for a run, and I was thinking, boy, that snot was probably freezing to your body today. I was warm in my bedroom, but you were probably cold.
It's cold on those mornings where you come back and the eyelashes are starting to get a little crusty there. But it's fun. But it looks like it up into the 40s next week.
My wife and I take our dogs for a walk every morning for the last however many years we've done it. And it was cold, cold, cold this morning, and my dogs didn't even want to be out there. So I couldn't imagine being out for one of those nice long Nate Lowe runs and, God, cold.
Not my favorite days to get out there, but there's also something to be said for when you come back from doing that, it just makes the rest of your day easier.
What do you have, a bowl of soup at 9 o'clock in the morning to warm up?
I try to come in, get something warm to eat for sure, and get moving. But our halftime score here, 12-11. Yes, 12-11 our score. Unitigo girls up by a point. We got great defense. We got foul trouble. And let's get you our scoring summary. First for Tigo, 4 apiece for Avery James and Raylan Parks, 2 for Harley Bertzel, 2 for Lizzie Kraft. On the other side, it's 5 for Jaslyn Henderson for BG, 4 for Peyton Umbra, 2 for Marissa Mayo. Tough shooting on both sides, but I would also attribute that to we've seen a variety of defenses and both teams forcing the other team into taking tough, low-percentage type of shots.
Yeah, BG's been pretty much regulated to taking just three-point shots, and they haven't really, you know, hit many. I don't think they've hit one at all. You said it earlier that their main three-point shooter's on the bench, so that's probably hurting them. And Unitigo just seems very frustrated on their end that BG is just frustrating them some more. Kraft's kind of taking a lot of shots like she does, but she just isn't getting the shots that she usually likes to take, kind of moving away from the basket, some fadeaways, and maybe a couple fouls on her, but she's not getting them. And here we are, 12-11 game. Probably, you know, if you're probably more happy if you're Coach Conway than Coach D right now, because that's probably the style. If BG's going to win this game, it's probably... This is their style of game to win it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, BG, I think they're happy right now, honestly.
Yeah, they have to be. I would say BG's probably the happy team in the locker room, and you can always usually tell who comes out first. BG's out here first. This is the style of game they wanted to play. I don't think Unitiga wanted to play it like this.
You didn't shoot that well. You arguably didn't play that well.
No.
And you're down by a point.
Yeah.
And you have a young team here. I mean, if you look at BG's team, their only senior is a girl that comes off the bench, Chandler Benjamin. So they get all these kids back next year. This is such great experience. And you're hanging with a team that's fighting for first place in the league right now. This is why BG is pesky, for sure. And if you're Tego, somehow you got to get past the foul trouble here.
I think if I'm Coach Conway, I'm going to be right up in the faces of the Birdsell girls, trying to maybe get a fourth one on them quickly. And you just kind of hope and pray the Kraft doesn't get going. You kind of just do the same thing you've been doing against Kraft, and hopefully she doesn't get going. And I think if I'm Coach Conway, I'm going to try to get another foul on one of the Birdsell girls.
All right, we'll take a quick break here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Unitigo girls leading 12-11 over BG, and we'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we start the third quarter off with a bang. First play for BG goes right to Peyton Umbra for a straightaway three, and she hits it. So BG leads 14-12 as we get back underway here in the third quarter. Here's Harley Birdsell with a shot for Unitigo from the left elbow, and that's good for Harley.
So we've had more scoring in the first 30 seconds than we've seen pretty much all game here.
So we're tied at 14 with 7:10 to go here in the third quarter. Maybe both teams going to heat up a little bit. A block by Kraft on Marissa Mayo. BG holds on to it, though, and Henderson puts up a quick shot, just buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound here for the Spartans. So again, tied at 14. Tego in the green with white trim going right to left now. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim.
Unitiga running one of the classic basketball plays, the John Wooden four high here.
Here's Kraft with a straightaway jumper from the high post. Couldn't get it to go. Out of bounds, going back to BG. And Lizzie kind of looking up to the sky like, what do I have to do? That thing hit the rim three times and then popped out.
And Coach Z looking for a foul on Kraft there. So now he's calling for the fouls for Kraft.
Umbra across midcourt. Peyton's got a game-high 7 points right now for BG. And she's one of those kids, you almost want to say, I'd give you the green light to shoot a little more. She's got a nice three-point shot. Here's the eighth grader, Jalen Winans. Chest pass into the corner for Victoria Suda. Back up top, and they throw it away. A steal by Avery James. She's off to the races, and a breakaway layup is in and out. Rebound for Raylan Parks, and she's got it at. Good cleanup there by Raylan Parks.
Good hustle by Parks to get down there and get that rebound.
Timeout for BG with 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. It's Unitigo 16, BG 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Of course, to all our listeners online, too, WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. I've heard from a few people checking in tonight out there listening, including one of our guys, Jeff Maliner, Empire State Takeover, listening out there tonight, so we appreciate that. And BG's got the ball out of the timeout with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. on the left low block here for the Bobcats. Jalen Winans to the right side. Pulls it down, goes back to Suda. 10 on the shot clock. Suda, nice move inside for Henderson. Lost it. Has to stretch out for that one. Sorry, gets it back out to Umbra for three. Yes, for Peyton Umbra.
Two big threes now for Umbra. She's heating up. Maybe she just needed to shoot on this basket. It seems to be a little bit better for her.
Kept alive there by Henderson. I couldn't find the words as she was diving on the floor to kind of shovel past that one back out to Umbra. And so BG's got a 17-16 lead. Here's Kraft on the low block up off the glass for Lizzie. No. Took a weird bounce, and Umbra's got a rebound. Umbra down the left side in front of the scorer's table. Finds Jalen Winans. Back to Umbra. To Winans. Steps in. Little jab step. Picks up her dribble. Floats one over to Umbra. And a nice backdoor cut by Henderson, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. But Jay's going to the line here with 5:10 to go in the third. And the Bobcats up by 1-17-16.
So Unitigo's playing a 1-3-1 zone, and when BG slows down, they tend to get a little bit better of a look. Umber gets an open look for a three. Right there, they spread out, they open it up, and she had a beautiful pass down low, cross court, just right through the 1-3-1 defense. So when BG slows down, they do a pretty good job, and that's four fouls now on Maddie Bertzel.
Maddie Bertzel, frustrating night for her, heads to the bench. And Jaslyn Henderson to the line, hits the first.
You know, you always see those odds when you're watching games, like 50-40 or whatever, those changing. It seems to be right now changing to BG's side right now a little bit if we're the odds makers.
Yeah, it does feel like a little momentum right now for the Bobcats out of the break. Henderson cannot get the second shot to go, and Parks another rebound. So it's BG 18, Unitigo 16 as we hit 5 minutes to go in the third quarter here tonight in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney on the WCDO studios. And here is a pull-up jumper for Gracie Tilt from the high post. Can't get it to go. Rebound BG. Here's Jalen Winans. Winans probably the shortest player on the court. She's gotten some big rebounds tonight. Winans, right side, goes to the high post for Suda. Bounce pass back out, Marissa Mayo. Straight away, three for Marissa is in and out. And another rebound for Parks of Unitigo. Ahead for Harley Bertzel. Step through for Harley, up off the glass, can't finish it, and another rebound for Mayo here for BG. Did everything but finish there if you're Harley.
That was a good-looking move for Harley, just couldn't finish.
Here's Casey in the right corner. We'll work one back out, left side, now straight away for Winans. 4:15 to go in the third. BG clinging to a two-point lead, 18-16. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. BG works it around the top of the globe. Now to Winans, a straightaway three, kind of chucked it there. Rebound loose on the floor. We got a jump ball. Arrow will give it back to Tego.
So Unitigo, it's really interesting. They're picking up more fouls in their 2-3 zone, but their 2-3 zone seems to be a little bit more effective as BG doesn't get a very good shots and good looks on their zone. But Unitigo just fouls more in their 2-3 zone.
Tego down the right side of the floor. Little crossover move for Harley Bertzel. Pulls up from the foul line, left it short. Rebound to the far side. Henderson goes diving to save it from going out of bounds, but somehow it goes to Avery James. She misses, and then we got a jump ball underneath, and this time the arrow gives it back to BG. Henderson, with great hustle, ended up with Unitigo's Avery James, who almost scored, but again, it's like there's been a lid on both rims tonight.
And Unitigo looks very, very frustrated. Everybody on the court now just seems very frustrated with every facet of the game right now.
So BG leading 18-16, 3.5 to go in the third. Fighting in the MAC standings to try to stay in that 3-4 range. Tego trying to stay towards the top with only that one league loss so far. Winans has got it with 10 on the shot clock. And again, this is where BG kind of gets a little stagnant on offense, it seems. Here's Henderson trying to take it to the hoop, and she's fouled at the right low block. And Jaslyn Henderson is going back to the line.
So what's happened throughout the game is basically the post player, right, that comes up to the foul line, the guards have sagged down to basically guard her, and this time they can't because they're all in foul trouble, so now they attack it, and who gets the foul? Lizzie Kraft.
Henderson back to the line. That's the first foul on Gracie Tilt.
Actually, I was wrong. It's on Tilt. Sorry.
Yeah, Tilt gets the first. Her first foul, I should say. Henderson gets the first shot at the line. Team fouls, Unitigo with two in this quarter, BG with one. Henderson going for her second shot at the line. And Jay goes 2 out of 2. She's got 8 points. And BG with their biggest lead of the game right now at 20-16. And a timeout's going to be taken by head coach Bobby Z on the far side. Late third quarter, 3:10 left. BG girls leading 20-16 at home here over Unitico. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber. Enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 3:10 to go in the third. BG girls leading 20-16 here over Unitico in Bainbridge tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo's our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Always appreciate Jim's work. This game was originally going to be Tuesday night. Both schools had to cancel. And so here we are tonight on a Saturday. The weather was wacky this week. Unitico has it on the right side of the floor with Harley Bertzel. And out of the timeout, Harley's shot rims in and out, and a rebound for Brianna Casey for BG. Ahead to Marissa Mayo. Been a tough quarter here, shooting the basketball for the Spartans. Mayo finds Winans. Now back to Mayo on the left side. And they'll reverse it to the high post. Suda steps in. High off the glass. Suda's shot is in and out. Casey with another big rebound. Pulls it out. And now finds Winans. Finding Marissa Mayo. She fires a three. And that's well short. And finally a rebound for Lizzie Kraft. Lizzie only with 2 points so far tonight, Rich. 2.5 to go in this third quarter. She finds Harley Bertzel for a run-out layup. And that's good for Tego. Makes it 20-18. Harley's got 6 points.
Tough night for Kraft. It's just credit BG's defense.
Here's Suda with a jumper from the left elbow. That's no good. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Bobcats as Tilt couldn't hold on to it there for Unitico. Peyton Umbra back in.
Here comes Umbra. I was just going to say that taking the ball out of bounds, look for her to maybe catch the, you know, the typical, you know, out of bounds player coming in to get the shot.
Umbra gets it in. Yeah, they got her in the corner. She doesn't pull the trigger on the three. Good closeout defense by the Spartans. Umbra's going to pull it back up to the top of the key. Right side, Jalen Winans. Little jab. Goes to the far side. Now to Suda at the high post. Finding Winans. Right side, the eighth grader for three off the front of the rim. Suda, another big rebound. Steps through. Finds Henderson. Blocked by Kraft. And here comes Unitico on the takeaway. Back down the floor for Avery James. Now goes to Gracie Tilt. To James in the left corner. Unitico fans wanted a foul there. They didn't get it. They go to Harley Bertzel up near midcourt. Bertzel comes off the screen. Shot clock's at 10. Henderson playing D. Bertzel has to give it back to Kraft. Kraft into the paint. Steps through. Lizzie off the glass. It won't go. Henderson a rebound. And the Spartans are ice cold right now with a minute 20 to go in the third.
Credit Henderson's defense on first on Bertzel and then on Kraft. Great, great set there. By Henderson on the defensive side from the Bobcats.
That's what she's known for. Henderson into the right corner, finding Umbra. Goes to Henderson. Nice give and go to Suda, and off the glass, it's good for Victoria Suda.
And a great move by Suda to get around Kraft and underneath her to get the layup. And this is a big lead here for the Bobcats with four with a minute left.
BG 22, Unitico 18, and a big long two there for Harley Bertzel from the right side. They needed that.
And a big breath there on the way down. We needed that, a big exhale.
22-20 now with 35 seconds to go in the third, and a steal by Kraft. Outlet pass ahead here for Harley Bertzel. They'll pull it out. They find Kraft straight away, three-point line extended. Good backdoor cut by James. They hit her, but she has to pull it out. Fires a three. James with the air ball. Rebound underneath, and Winans comes up with another one for BG. Winans ahead now for Peyton Umbra. She'll slow it down. Goes back to Winans with 15 seconds left in the third. BG being patient. Back up near midcourt in the Bobcat logo. Down to 7 seconds. Winans finds Marissa Mayo. On a right side three, it won't go. Rebound, Avery James tosses it up, and it's going to be well short. And that's going to do it for the third quarter with the BG girls leading Unitego 22-20. Going to be an exciting finish here in Bainbridge. Don't turn that dial. You're listening to High School Sports Tonight on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan!
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Well, we start the fourth with another bucket by Peyton Umbra. She's got 12 on a steal and a finish. Makes it 24-20. That's twice I've missed her buckets right when we were coming back from break.
Yeah, we can't get on the air quick enough.
Here's Kraft with a turnaround in the paint. She hits it. Kraft now with 4 points. Cuts it back to a two-point game, 24-22, with 7.5 to go in the fourth. This is going to be a exciting game.
And again, it comes back down to the coaching, right? Who's going to have the magic play or to get their players to do what they want them to do down the stretch here.
Jumper there by Marissa Mayo. No. Henderson with another huge rebound. Back out for Winans along too. That won't go. Rebound for Mayo this time. Third chance for BG on this possession. They go to Umbra. Straight away three. Yes, for Peyton Umbra. She's got a game high 15.
Umbra has turned it on here in the second half. Three three-pointers and a nice little layup to start the fourth. She's got 11 that I can remember right here.
Big, big bucket there from Umbra. BG on defense now trying to seal it up. Big possession here for Unitego. Even though there's 6:45 left in the fourth quarter, it just feels like you got to keep it close. Parks for three on the right side. Raylan Parks with a monster three.
I love it when other players come up big, right, and then she points to the sky like she knew it was going in.
27-25. What a shot there for the Spartans. That was huge. Two-point game. Raylan Parks, the sophomore, stepping up, and BG throws it away. Winans his pass through the legs there of Suda. And it looks like, well, I thought Unitego was going to take a timeout there, but they're just kind of directing traffic over on that far side. Rich, what do you think? Tego's got to keep it close here.
I can't say it any better. They got to keep it close.
Got to keep it. It feels like you can't let it.
You caught me off guard there.
It feels like you can't let it grow any more than like 4 or 5 because it's such a mountain to climb.
In a game like this, when you got Coach D and Coach Conway, probably 5 or 6 points might do it for you here.
Bobcats have it on the right side with Mayo. BG in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim going left to right. They'll work it around to the left side here for Suda. Suda splits a double team, tries to go to the high post for Henderson. Henderson with a step through blocked by Kraft, out of bounds. It stays with BG, 8 on the shot clock.
Kraft's had some big blocks. That's probably about the fourth or fifth block of the night for Kraft. Beautiful, just holding that zone together. It's getting exciting, folks. It's getting exciting. And here comes a timeout. Here comes some lab work right now for Coach Conway.
They both got the whiteboards out. Here we go. We'll take a break. 5:40 to go in the fourth. BG leading 27-25. Mac Girls Hoops tonight on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 27-25 is our score. BG Girls on top by two over Unitigo in this huge MAC matchup tonight in Bainbridge. And again, thanks for everybody listening out there as well on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. BG's got it. They chase it into the backcourt. Off the hands there of Henderson, we got it over and back.
So this is, Coach Conway has an absolutely perfect call here. He's right. She never had possession. I believe the actual call is a Ken deflect off them. So I believe that BG might get the ball back if they change the call, because there was actually no possession. So I believe it can bounce off a player and can go into the backcourt. So it should be BG's ball here. Coach Conway's right.
They lobbed it up to Henderson, and it kind of bounced off of her hand. She just didn't catch it cleanly.
Yeah, and I believe the actual official rule is it can go off her into the backcourt. As long as they don't have possession, I think it could bounce off the player.
Boy, they're having a long chat about
this. I bet you they don't know the rule.
That midcourt.
I'm betting they don't know the rule. I don't want to call the referees out. Okay, they got the right call.
Wow.
And Coach Z knows it, too. Coach Z absolutely knows it. Coach Conway knew it, too. Everybody knew it. Well, not everybody knew it. I think the referees made the right call.
Coach Z's hand signal said, yeah, I thought maybe we were going to get away with one, but he's certainly not upset.
Yeah, they knew it.
And so BG gets it in. They take a shot off the next inbounds play. It goes right out of bounds. They couldn't get a clean shot there.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Boy, they kind of felt like they rushed that one a little bit.
I really sounded smart there, though.
You did. Hey, you knew it. You knew it. I wasn't 100% sure, so. And so now Unitigo will bring it back down the floor, still trailing by two. But that's kind of what I meant earlier. It feels like you can't get down more than about four or five here because the mountain is such a big one to climb to get back in. Here's Kraft. Steps through, and Lizzie is fouled on her drive down the left wing side with 5:20 to go.
Unitigo did a really good job there spreading the court and letting Kraft go to work there. She had a wide open lane, and BG had no choice but to converge on her, and they had to foul her.
So Kraft to the line. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. That's our first foul on either side here in this fourth quarter. And Lizzie at the line hits the first shot.
You know, these foul shots might get her going here, right? A lot of good players, once they get to the line, they see the ball go into the basket. This gets them going. This could be big here for Kraft.
Second one coming for Lizzie. Good. So Lizzie's up to 6 points, and we're tied at 27 with 5:15 to go in the fourth. Here's Peyton Umbra. Pass inside for Henderson on the right low block. Out for Winans. Pump fakes, and they got her with the travel, and she hit the three after she let it go.
Boy,
but they call her for the travel.
I didn't see the travel there, but I didn't have a good view at it, and a lot of people were upset about it, but that looked good for the eighth grader there. It was kind of a good sign for her to hit that shot.
Yeah, she'd been a little cold tonight. And that one won't count, though. The travel came first, and Unitigo's got it going right to left. Trying to retake the lead. They haven't had it since early in the third quarter. Kraft, turnaround shot for Lizzie is good.
And again, there it is. Chris Kraft getting going here. Looks a little bit like Cooper Flagg there from Duke.
If Lizzie goes and throws one down like Cooper, that'll really get this place going.
Yeah, if she does that, we better get out of the gym quick.
4:45 to go here, fourth quarter. Here's Henderson. Works it back out. Umbra, another one? No, in and out, and a rebound for Kraft on the baseline underneath the BG hoop. She's able to feed it away and back down the floor here for Harley Bertzel. Bertzel passing through, finds Raylan Parks off the glass. It's good.
Unitigo has definitely found a groove here, the best groove of the game for him, and it's all started with Kraft. Kraft getting going a little bit. Now it's opening it up for her teammates, and BG has to take a timeout.
Timeout for Coach Conway. It's Unitigo 31 and BG 27. 4:20 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, out of the timeout, BG with the basketball going left to right. Unitego on a little mini run here. They lead 31-27. Really feels like BG needs a bucket on this possession. That's weird to say with still 4 minutes left. But here we go. Henderson down low, off the glass. It's good.
And there's your basket. Beautiful pass by Umber to Henderson. Henderson going on the offensive end now. Pretty much a defensive player, but good look there.
31-29. Tego ahead by two. Going right inside for Lizzie. Turnaround shot in and out. Suda with the rebound. Good look for Lizzie, just wouldn't go.
Boy, the tempo has definitely picked up here.
Back inside for Henderson. Leaves it off for Umbra. Left side, Marissa Mayo for three. Yes! And BG retakes the lead.
Here we go. Back and forth we go. Who's going to score last? Might be the winner.
Almost a steal there for Peyton Umbra. She would have been in for another layup. But it squeaks through our hands and out of bounds. So our score, BG 32, Unitego 31, 3.5 to go.
Coach Z basically said, why are you passing that ball to me?
And now a timeout's going to be taken here. So we'll step away, 3.5 to go, 32-31, BG on top on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, 3.5 to go. Fourth quarter here in Bainbridge tonight, a packed house. Getting treated to a tight game here, 32-31. It's been back and forth, like you said earlier, the betting odds, the momentum, whatever you want to call it. This time, right now, maybe a squeak for BG just ahead, but not by much.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, right, because we were all talking about foul trouble, and Unitego's really kind of done a good job with maintaining that, and really nobody's really in trouble anymore because I don't think anybody's at the four foul mark. So Unitego's probably, you know, they've had some good looks at the basket. I don't know, Unitego might be the 51 up.
To me, it still feels like Tego's kind of got some momentum here,
yeah.
But we'll see. 3:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Tego with the ball. Bertzel finds Lizzie Kraft for a 15-footer left side. Good for Lizzie.
If that starts going down for Unitego, it's going to get 60% real quick.
33-32. Tego on top by a point. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. And Tego comes out of there. Avery James ripped it away from the pile.
That's a great play by Avery James, who's played really well tonight, considering her teammates being in foul trouble.
Maddie Bertzel to the left side. They give it to Harley. Inside for Kraft, trying to let her go to work. A fadeaway for Lizzie. This one's short, and a rebound for BG. Suda got it. Mayo was in there as well. Umbra across midcourt. 2:45 left. And it's Unitego leading by a point, 33-32. Mac girls hoops tonight in Bainbridge. Anybody's ball game still. Bobcats have it. Little dribble drive here for Peyton Umbra. She's stripped. And we got a jump ball.
Whoa, okay.
Umbra was going in, got tied up with James. Looked like maybe a clean steal.
Yeah, that's Avery James with a looked like a steal, just ripped it out of her hands. But, you know, advantage BG, home crowd. Going to get a new shot clock here. Nope. Oh, nope, 10 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, 10 on the shot clock. And the ball tossed up here. The arrow kept it with BG. They go to Peyton Umbra. Now to Winans. 5 on the shot clock. Steps in the 8th grader for 3. It's too strong. And Kraft's got a rebound. She windexes the glass there. Kraft across midcourt. Tego leading by 1. 2:15 to go in the fourth. Pulling it back out for Avery James. Tego can take their time here if they want. 15 on the shot clock. They go to James. Dribble drive left side. Avery stops. Gives it to Harley Bertzel on the left low block. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Marissa Mayo. Ripped it away from a defender there. Here comes BG trailing by a point with under 2 minutes left. 1:55 exactly. Ball is loose. Umbra threw it away, and here comes Unitigo.
Got to take care of the ball here. Now every possession counts with 1:40 left. You have to take care of the ball, both sides.
Kraft, a little give and go, gets it inside for Raylan Parks, and Kraft scores.
Parks has played well down in this last quarter. Big three, and now a beautiful pass to a cutting Kraft.
Minute and a half to go, 35-32. Tego on top, trying to survive on the road. They go to Peyton Umbra. Umbra going to the far side for Marissa Mayo. Mayo back to Tori Suda, gets stripped of the ball, and now we got a jump ball, it looks like. Yes, this time the arrow going back to the Spartans with 1:15 left, and BG needs a stop.
Beautiful, beautiful play there by James. Another nice play by her. Really, she's had to play the entire game. She looks exhausted out there, but, you know, played two good sets right there on defense for the Spartans.
Big possession right here with a minute 10 left. Unitigo girls leading by three, 35-32. Harley Bertzel steps in, 15-footer for Harley. No, buckled off the side of the rim, and it's out of bounds off Unitigo. Yeah. Kraft was chasing it on the line. It goes back to BG with 1 minute left.
Really smart play by Umbra to knock that off of Kraft. Now let's see, you got to be thinking going to Umbra here if you're the Bobcats.
Umbra's got it. On the Bobcat logo at midcourt, directing traffic, picks up her dribble in a tough spot here. Umbra goes far side for Jalen Winans. 15 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Winans will go to Umbra to the high post for Jaslyn Henderson, and she traveled. Shuffled that pivot foot. It's going back to Tego with 39 ticks left.
You got to think now you probably need to foul here with only a 9 seconds differential in the shot clock.
All right, we'll keep it right here. 39 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 35-32, Tego girls on top of BG. BG fighting to stay kind of in that 3-4-5 range of the MAC standings. They're trying to not be on the outside looking in of the top four, which will then have a chance to go to the MAC championship. Tego in a great spot right now, but they have that one league loss. They're trying to not drop another one because you have Green, Sydney, and Tego kind of in that dogfight right now for 1-2.
And there's a lot of game left here. With BG on the defensive side, you probably, if you're Coach Conway, you want to get the ball into Lizzie Kraft, who's looked good at the foul line in the last, you know, quarter and a half. She's looked good at the foul line. And, you know, BG just probably needs to foul anybody but her, because you got to stretch the game out. 39 seconds left on the shot clock. You just got to make this game go as long as you can go now if you're Coach Conway.
Well, and here's our team foul situation. It's been a very clean fourth quarter. BG with one foul and Unitigo with none. So they've really let them play here in this fourth quarter.
Right, so if you're Coach D, good call, Nate. I didn't even notice that. You're going to have to stretch the floor out here if you're the Spartans. You're going to protect the ball and try to take as much time off the clock. And if you're the Bobcats here, you have to follow immediately. You have to foul immediately to get, you have to get up to five fouls or four more fouls. And that could take you a good 15, 20 seconds here.
Let's see how they decide to play it. Winans is guarding the inbounds. Unitigo's got it right at midcourt. They get it into Kraft. Kraft immediately double-teamed in front of her own bench. Gets rid of it to Maddie Bertzel. Now to Avery James. So they're just going to kind of let him go. They push her back up near midcourt. She almost stepped over the half-court line. And now a steal down low. Kraft somehow gets her hands on it, and they're going to say it's a travel. Boy, about eight things happened right there, but somehow BG gets it back, essentially on a travel.
That is why Coach Conway's coaching and I'm not coaching. He elected not to foul, and he gets a turnover here, and so the Bobcats have a chance.
BG's got to get it up the floor. Down to 15 seconds left. They trail by three, 35-32. Suda is going to take it to the interior. Suda misses a layup and a rebound by Maddie Bertzel. Bertzel is going to get fouled in front of the BG bench with 6 seconds left. And Unitigo's going to have it.
Now BG's in real trouble, right, because you have to foul three more times in 6 seconds. You need the scorekeeper, the timer, to be on your side here.
Timeout's going to be taken by Unitigo with 6 seconds left. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 35-32, Unitigo girls on top of BG on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. A three-point game. Unitego girls leading BG 35-32 with 6 seconds left here in this fourth quarter, and Unitego's going to have the ball. If they just play smart and take care of it, they could get out of here with a big win.
Right now here, if I'm Unitego, I'm going to kind of maybe go away from the basket, actually, try to just make them foul us.
So Maddie Bertzel will have it on the far side by the scorer's table. Bertzel is going to go to Kraft right near midcourt. Kraft's just going to hold on to it. We got a foul with 4.8 left. And that's three team fouls now on BG. They're going to have to somehow get two more. But you're right, Rich. Clock kind of not in their favor at this point. Unitego looks to get it into Kraft again. She's fouled right by the scorer's table. Down to 4.1.
And what they're doing is they're just having Kraft come directly to the ball each and every time. She's probably their best foul shooter, so she's going to do it again. Same play.
Kraft's going to try to come in. Maddie Bertzel. Oh. Boy, it was getting close, and Coach Z's got to call a timeout.
Wow, what a great play by Coach Conway. He doubles that time. He doubled Kraft, and Unitego didn't make the adjustment.
So 4.1 left, and we're going to step away. Actually, let's keep it right here. I don't want to miss this, so... Let's keep it right here. 4.1 left, 35-32 our score. Unitego clinging to this three-point lead. It seems so simple, right? Get the ball in and you're pretty much home free to get out of here, but can't give BG that last chance. They still have that one last gasp.
It was a smart play by Coach Z, right? Getting the ball to the Kraft every single time. Now, long as you touch the ball, I wonder if he's going to do one of those kind of around, going towards the basket type of plays. Because if the ball is going away from the BG basket, I don't know if anybody on BG's team can actually catch the ball and get it down for a three-pointer in 4 seconds. So I wonder if they're just going to make sure that someone touches it and gets it down in the kind of the far corner.
Yeah, get it away. Get it as far away from that hoop as you can. I'm sure Coach Z's got something in his bag of tricks over there.
Right, just have someone touch it, but they look like they're lining up the same way.
So Maddie Bertzel again, right to the left of the scorer's table. They set a screen. They are going to try to go to that corner for Harley Bertzel, and she's fouled. Again, they tried to dump it into that right corner. 2.9 left, and this will send Harley Bertzel to the line.
One will do it here. One will win it for the Spartans. Bertzel just needs one.
She'll be shooting two. Timeout for Coach Conway, putting a little pressure here on Harley.
The ice chance here, trying to ice the shooter.
We'll keep it right here again, 2.9 left. 35-32 our score, making Harley think about it, but all she's really got to do is hit one of these, and they'll maybe get out of here. But still, with 2.9 left, you'd have to hope for some misses, and then you got to get a rebound, you got to get it down the floor, you got to get a half-court heave. The odds are not in BG's favor at the moment, but you never know.
Right, this is the type of play, right? If something goes well for BG here, it's going to be a top 10 play on SportsCenter. Right, so make sure all the cameras are ready, because if that happens, we'll see it in the morning.
35-32 our score. No matter how this ends up, stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. And one last shout-out to all our listeners online tonight, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. So out of the timeout, Harley Bertzel to the line, trying to put this one on ice for the Spartans. It's been a great game, back and forth. Could have gone either way here today. Spartans trying to survive, and that's what the MAC is all about sometimes, just survive and advance. All the Tego players are back towards the BG end of the floor, and Bertzel hits.
All right, so no fouls. Coach Z saying the classic line, no fouls, and it should be it for the Bobcats. Good play, though. Good game here.
Bertzel goes one out of two, a rebound for Mayo, and Coach Conway's going to get that timeout in with 1 second left.
Right, he can advance the ball here, so he's going to advance it to his side. So, I mean, that was an important three-pointer for Burtzel because everybody always forgets in girls basketball, you can advance the ball.
Yeah, you can advance now. I was thinking previous to that, all right, you're going to get the rebound and
right.
probably just have to go, but Coach Conway, heady enough to get that. So now you're hoping to fire a three.
Get fouled.
And get fouled. So
right.
we'll see.
Yeah, I still say that not a lot of chance here for the Bobcats. But a great game. Great game to watch here. You know, coaches doing a good job. Players, you know, Kraft came through at the end. You know, big players step up in big opportunities, and Kraft did it again tonight.
Yeah, Kraft with 12. Raylan Parks with 11. Harley Burtzel scoops up 9. 15 for Peyton Umbra, 10 for Jaylen Henderson on the other side. So
first time for me watching Umbra play, and I was impressed with her, especially her guts here in the second half. Some big, big shots, you know, kind of the catalyst for the Bobcats down the stretch. I was impressed with her.
Yeah, she came up big. Both teams had their chances to win this ball game. Just that little run by Tego late.
Absolutely. Kraft got going, kind of took it over, just like what good players do.
10 points here in the second half for Lizzie, 12 for the game. That's really kind of, I think, been the difference here. Lizzie hitting some of those shots down low really put BG on edge. And so they'll have the ball at midcourt. They're going to try to get one last desperate heave in. Umbra for a three at the buzzer, no. And that'll do it. 36-32. Unitego girls take down BG. So Tego keeping their hopes alive for potentially getting that one seed or at least being in the top two. BG's going to have to do a little work to make sure they stay right in that fourth place range. But I think if you're Green, I think if you're Tego, whoever gets that top seed, maybe Sydney, you got to be worried about this BG team. They can play with anybody in the league right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think I've seen them all now. I've seen all the teams you talked about, and it's kind of a toss-up right now. It depends on which players come up big in their moments, their opportunities. Each one of those teams can do it. They can win it. I wouldn't be surprised if any one of those four or five teams from the MAC win the championship here in two or three weeks.
All right, we'll be back with the postgame show. Final score, 36-32. Unitego girls defeat Bainbridge-Guilford tonight here at BG. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time. We got the Unitego girls clipping Bainbridge-Guilford tonight 36-32 for a big MAC road victory here in Bainbridge. For Unitego, 12 points for Lizzie Kraft, 11 for the sophomore Raylan Parks, and 9 for the sophomore Harley Burtzel. So they came on when they needed to in the second half. For BG on the other side, 15 for Peyton Umbra, 10 for Jaylen Henderson, 5 for Marissa Mayo. Those were kind of our top scores tonight. Avery James did have 4 for Unitigo. Victoria Suda had 2 for BG. So, Rich, back and forth, anybody's game to win. So glad we got to be here for this one after it got snowed out on Tuesday.
Yeah, typical MAC girls basketball game. Exciting. I mean, exciting for us, right? If you're looking for a NBA-style 120-point game, it's not your type of game. But if you want to see good X's and O's on a Saturday night in Section 4 in Shenango County, this was the spot to be. Just a pure basketball fan would love this type of game, watching two good old coaches work and watching players come up in the clutch like they do.
All right, let's get into our three awards here on the postgame show. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We want to go with Peyton Umbra tonight, a game-high 15, hit a couple of big-time threes. Great to see her getting going. She can quite often be one of the quieter players for this BG team, but I thought she really came out of her shell tonight and hit some huge shots.
Fun player to watch. I haven't seen her play this year. And, hit three big threes in the second half, had a nice little layup. Kind of was the catalyst for the BG Bobcats. She certainly was their best player tonight. They'll probably look for her a little bit more down the stretch. And, she definitely is well-deserving of the Offensive Player of the Game.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'm going to go with Lizzie Kraft tonight. Yeah, those 12 points. Huge to come on offensively in the second half. But, you know, she had those blocks down low. I just thought everything in the game tonight swirled around her in the paint because of just who she is, and I thought that was huge.
She definitely was the anchor of the 2-3 zone and the 1-3-1 zone for the Spartans. Whatever zone the Coach Z put out there, it all revolved around Kraft. Not only the blocks were huge, but she rebounds the ball really, really well. She gets in good position. She's one of the best players in the league, in the area. You know, we've talked about her plenty of times on the air. Great athlete, going to be playing at the next level. But tonight her defense was really, really key for the Spartans. And, you know, kudos to Lizzie. We always talk to her about, you know, her offensive game, but her defense was stellar tonight for the Spartans.
And Lizzie is not that far off from 1,000 points either, so make sure you keep an eye on that coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Finally tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Boy, we had two players. It was a tough choice tonight. It's brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We really debated between Avery James and Raylan Parks here for Unitigo. We thought James was excellent. Raylan hit that huge three late in the fourth quarter there and just had some timely rebounds and timely buckets, finished with 11 points. So we'll go with Raylan Parks here for our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award.
You know, James and Parks both had to do, you know, a little bit out of the comfort zone for them tonight because both the Birdsell girls got into a little bit of foul trouble, so they had to stretch their minutes, played a little bit more than maybe they're used to playing. But, you know, Parks did come up big. That three-point shot was huge and really gave the Spartans the momentum down the stretch. She looked good. Her future is bright. You know, Unitigo's got a few young players here. I don't know if Coach Z wants to retire anytime soon. I mean, he's got these players playing. And, you know, Parks has got a bright future only as a 10th grader there.
Yeah. Well, both sides, really. I mean,
yeah.
BG doesn't start a senior. A lot of underclassmen. A lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's fun being in the cheap seats like we are. Just, all we have to do is talk about it. We get paid to run our mouths up here, Nate.
Yeah, how about that?
That's great, isn't it? To watch basketball on a Saturday night and talk about, you know, just Section 4 basketball, it's just fun. It's just fun.
Well, make sure you stay tuned to CDO next week and also go to natelull.com. I have my radio schedule page there so you can see what games we're doing. There's a lot going on next week because there's a couple of players going for 1,000 points. There's some big, big games in all the leagues that we cover, the Tri-Valley, the MAC especially. Stack's got the Oneonta Norwich games coming up. A lot of things have been shifted from last week to next week because of the snow days. I don't know what the heck we're going to do. That's going to be my entire Sunday figuring that out.
And I love it because you're going to send me about 50 text messages. Hey, what should we do? What should we do this? Should we do that? I love it. I love it. I love it. This is what it's all about, right? When when it's coming down the stretch here. We got league championships on the line. We're going to be talking about sectional. You know, I just looked at my calendar. We got the seating meeting coming up in 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have them in some Pizza Hut pizza doing the seating sheets in the Section 4 office. This is super, super exciting, and I love it when all the leagues are super close. And here comes Coach Conway to give us a little pep talk.
Yeah, can we talk to you on the air, Coach? What do you think? Is that all right? Oh, he's ready.
We're passing it along.
He just needs the mic here. We'll be good. So we're going to bring in Coach Conway here. We'll get this over to him. Coach, a hard-fought game here with Unitego tonight, 36-32, went back and forth. Just first, what's your overall thoughts on this contest tonight? Just an old-fashioned MAC battle between two great teams.
Well, I honestly thought defensively we played really, really well. Kraft is a handful, bigger than anybody we got.
Yeah, right.
Harley can get really hot. Got herself in a little foul trouble early. That didn't help her. We made a couple really big mistakes late when we had a 2- and 4-point lead, a couple turnovers that were not necessary. And again, I hate to say it, but we're still pretty young.
Yeah.
We had an eighth grader on the court, a couple freshmen out there, and they get a little excited at times and do some crazy stuff. But this team's getting better. We are definitely getting better. Defensively, I think we can play with most teams. We just got to get a little more confidence offensively.
Well, that's one thing I was going to ask you, is the future of the program is certainly bright with everybody that's out there. You get a huge win over Maine Endwell coming into tonight. It's got to feel like it's all maybe starting to come together, hopefully at the right time for a very young group.
Yeah, I do think we had that situation last year as well after our Christmas tournament. We had a couple big wins. We beat Maine Endwell in our Christmas tournament, and we kind of went off, and after that we played pretty well. Not as well as we are right now. I think defensively, as I said, I think we're really playing solid basketball. Offensively, we're struggling shooting the ball. We struggled all year. Peyton hit, what, 3 threes?
Yeah.
But other than that, we really struggle to put the ball in on the outside perimeter, and it's been an all-season thing. One of my kids was on the bench from the collision with Maine Endwell with the Herber girl, so she didn't play tonight. I think she'll be fine for Monday, but just a little concerned, so we kept her out. That probably didn't help us because she's definitely got a little bit more size than my eighth grader. And also, I flip-flop those two offensively, depending on who's shooting the ball better. So,
yeah, kudos to your group. If you had told me coming in that you'd hold Lizzie to 2 points at halftime, that had to feel good. What was the message about defense coming into tonight? Just, we got to be on top of our game, and that's how we're going to stay in this?
Well, we focused on Lizzie and Harley Bertzel. You know, Tori is only 5'4", maybe, but really strong kid. She really battles. And I told her, I said, you got to keep Kraft off the boards. You got to try to keep her from the post. You're not going to be able to all night long, but try as much as possible. And we really worked on the pick and roll because they love to run that pick and roll with Kraft and any of the guards and not get sucked into going up there and worrying about the girl coming off the screen. You got to worry about Kraft. So she did a really nice job. She listened and played her defensively about as well as I think she could have. So she did a great job there.
Coach, last question before we let you go here. But, I mean, it's anybody's ball game, it feels like, in the MAC down the stretch. You got 5 or 6 teams that are all in the conversation. Is that fun for you, or are you stressed staying up late at night having to worry about everybody out there?
You know, I've coached a few days in my life, and I think I've always been stressed about every team you play. I don't care if it's a team that you should beat. It just doesn't matter. You got to prepare for everybody. We do have 5 teams right now at the varsity level that I think on a given day will beat each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, Unitego still has to play Delhi, who is really getting better.
Yes.
We got to go to Sydney. You know, Green, I think, has struggled a little bit this year offensively, especially. And I don't quite know what's going on there, but a lot of crazy things happen, right, in the game of basketball. But all 5 teams, I think, are in the mix, but we're on the outside right now looking in because the loss to Delhi puts us – behind them anyway. If we do end up tied, which we potentially could,
right,
we could end up tied, then we're on the outside looking in. So, but we still got a good run right now to get into a reasonable competitive situation come sectional time. So,
well, I'd never count you guys out, that's for sure, and it's going to be fun down the stretch. So, Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, that's going to wrap up our game here tonight. 36-32, our final, Unitego girls over Bainbridge Guilford. Big thank you to Rich Turnbull for joining me here tonight, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in the studio at WCDO in Sydney. So, again, check in next week. We'll figure out what games we're going to do, and you can find everything else there on natelaw.com, scores, standings, and all that good stuff. So have a great rest of your weekend. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.